Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Hello, everyone, and happy Sunday, wherever you are joining us from. For some of my listeners, it is Monday, wherever you are, but I am super excited that you have decided to join the conversation today. So sit back, get ready, because we are about to take a flight. So if you have not yet done so, I want you to take this opportunity to tweet, text, call, or Facebook your friends and let them know that we are about to take flight and we don't want to do it without them. So get ready. My honored guest is hanging out with me in the virtual green room. And before I bring him live, as I promised my listeners, I'll always play our theme song. So here we go.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a I wanna be more than someone special. 'Cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Okay. As always, we promise that we will only bring you the best on this show. And we are always looking to help you transform and inspire your life. And I have a story for you that will do just that. So remember, as always, I encourage you to be part of the dialogue. And how can you do so? You may simply do so by calling 1-646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Our chat room is up and running. Our phone lines are open, and I look forward for your involvement. So, without any further delay, I want to welcome my honored guest, Mr. Chad Hymas. Hello, Chad. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for entertaining us today.
It is a pleasure. I tell you, I was privileged to share a platform with you approximately about a month ago, prior to the Inspired Women Summit. I did not know about your story. And when I was privileged to hear you on the summit, I was really inspired, and I said to myself, this is a story that I know my listeners will hear. So Thank you very much for accepting my invitation to invest your time of experience and story with my listeners.
Dr. Daphne, the honor is ours. Thank you.
Thank you again. I want to give you an opportunity to just tell the world, those who have not yet read your story or hear your story, I would like for you to please tell them about Chad Hymas prior to the adversity that has changed your life.
So prior to the adversity, first of all, let me welcome all of you from the glorious mountaintops of Salt Lake City, Utah, where it is about 5 after 5 p.m. in the afternoon, a beautiful 87 degrees, and really a beautiful Sabbath day where I live here in Utah, and grateful to be spending the day with my wife and kids before I fly out again tomorrow morning. Prior to my current circumstance, maybe I should just all tell all of you that everything seemed to be going in my life as planned. I was a 27-year-old kid at the time. I'm now 39, so I'll let your listeners do the math on that. And it's been 12 years, and I was married to a very, very beautiful girl. And together, Shondell and I shared two little boys. Christian was 3 years old at the time, and our youngest son, Tyler, was just a year old. And we were building our dream out on the ranch of having a big ranch. That was been our dream, was to have a ranch. So I don't know how much more of the pre-story you want, but that kind of gives you a glimpse that we were, everything was just right on track.
That's right. As you say, I like how you put it, the way you had planned it and thought so. And, you know, so often in life, we think that we have all the plans and we have all the answers. And I have learned in my own life that there are more times when we are going to be handed lemons, and we must learn to make some of the most delicious lemonade. And some people don't do that so well. But I got to tell you, Chad, you're making some of the best lemonade this world has ever seen. And I just want to thank you for what you are doing and touching lives. So there you are, young, handsome, have it all, beautiful bride, beautiful sons, great family, success, and bam, something happened. What happened?
Well, before I tell you that, I might just add to your comment that before the lemonade had ever come to fruition, the lemonade was more often than not very sour to the taste. I think we must keep mixing the ingredients to find the perfect taste of lemonade. But that said, I appreciate the opportunity to share that. So Shondell and I were building our dream, and she had called me up on April 3rd, 2001. It was a Tuesday afternoon, and she just had shared some good news with me, Daphne. She told me that our youngest son, Tyler, had just taken his first two steps that day, and she was really excited for me to hurry home. It was a really neat day, and I was working about an hour away from home, away from the ranch, and so in my haste to get home, I hurried home. And before going to the front door, I decided to stop by the ranch first to feed all the animals, where normally I went home first, picked up the boys, or at least the oldest boy, the three-year-old, and went out and worked the ranch or fed the animals on the tractor with him. This particular day, I chose not to pick up that boy because I was in a hurry to get home to spend the rest of the night with him. So I went by myself out in the field. I got on a tractor, and I loaded up a bale of hay that weighs more than any vehicle that most of us drive. Weighs more than any vehicle, any truck, any minivan, any SUV. Big, big bale of hay that you have to use a forks on a tractor to lift that bale up. And I went to lift that bale up, and I saw the red light flashing on my dashboard, which was a warning light that my tractor was low on hydraulics. And a long story short, I chose to ignore that warning, even though I knew that my tractor was empty. That's like you looking at the vehicle you're driving and notice the gas light on, and you choose not to fill it up until the next town because you think you can get that far with it. That's, that's there's no different than what happened to me that night. I chose, by way of choice, to not fill it up when I had hydraulics sitting less than 10 feet away in a tank. And I put the tractor in reverse, and that bale of hay rolled over backwards because there wasn't enough hydraulic oil to hold it in place, and it landed right on my body. And the ironic thing from that is that I got to live. I when that bale struck me, I was still conscious. The tractor was still running. I was awake. I was coherent. I never did pass away, nor did I see a light on the other side. But I can tell you that I was instantly afraid of what was in my immediate future. I wasn't, I mean, not that I've always taught to fear death, but I wasn't ready to die yet. And I kept praying and calling for help. We have a very spiritual background, and I just kept calling for help. And but in my mind, I couldn't speak. And there was no one around me, no one watching me. I was by myself in a field, no houses around. We live in the middle of the country. 45 minutes later, I was discovered by my wife, Shondell, and she went and called for help. They lifted the bale off my body, and I was flown to a hospital, woke up 3 days later from a coma, and that's when I was pronounced to my current circumstance today, which is I am paralyzed from my breast line to my toes, and I'm also paralyzed from the elbow to the fingertip on each side, both the right and the left. I do have a little bit of movement in my wrist, and I have movement in my shoulders and decent biceps. Only one of my chest muscles exists. And with that said, I still travel the world by myself with no attendant, and I travel all over the world sharing a very personal message about mastering change and reaching our potential. And I share that with corporations, associations, colleges, youth worldwide. And been doing that for the last 11 and a half years. And there's your roundabout story right there, kind of in a nutshell.
If you are just joining me, you are listening to the voice of none other than Mr. Chad Hymas. Please call. Use this opportunity to call in with your questions and your remarks and your comments. The number to call is 646-915-8166. You know, Chad, I want to piggyback to portions of your story that you shared with us. You said you were hurrying home because Shondell had just called you to share that special moment. And in that hurry, some of the habits and the things you used to do, you switched to do it. So, the blessing that you didn't have your son there with you, your eldest son there with you, that was a blessing. He was protected from that danger because who knows, had he been there, you still would have done the second thing of ignoring the signal that was there. And I'm not saying that to point blame in any way, but I'm doing that just to highlight to each and every one of us listening, whether we are listening live or on archive, these are two things that we continue to do in our lives 24/7, 365 days a year. We continue to live a hurried life. And 99.99% of the time, we ignore the visible signals for whatever reason. And I'm saying that to tell us here that we need to be more aware of the actions that we take and learn lessons in life. Because had it not been for your guardian angel, you might not be around to be helping us to make the desired changes in our life. And all I can say is thanks to the Father for transforming you the way in which He did and for using you to help us to understand about the difference that we can make in our lives. Because some of us have not gone down the path that you have gone down yet. We have made the decision to throw in the towel and just follow our hands up and sit on the sidelines and complain about what could or should have happened and what's not happening. But you are no couch potato. You are traveling the world. You are doing races and all that kind of stuff we are going to get to later. So you this happened. It was not something you expected, and it was not something that you readily accepted either. So
no, you're right.
You had a very interesting conversation with your daddy. You want to share that with us?
My dad came to me in the hospital room when I woke up, and he said to me, "Son, you made a bad choice 3 nights ago. And the good news is you're still here with us and that you still have your wife and your two boys and we're all here. The bad news is you're not going to be able to feel your feet, your legs, your hands, or your arms the rest of your life." And then he added something. He said, "What if you could be more happy, more successful, more productive, be a better dad, be a better husband with no hands and no legs than you were 3 days ago when you had them?" And I said some things to my dad that I can't repeat on this interview. Mm-hmm. And my dad turned away and he walked for the hospital room door, not just because I disrespected him, Stephanie, but mm-hmm. he saw somebody that wasn't willing to be teachable.
Yes.
And there's a lesson for each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
The day that we stop wanting to learn, that we stop being teachable mm-hmm. from those that are around us, should probably be the day that we have our gift of breath taken away from us.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I feel today.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I called my dad back into the room, and I said to him these words. These were the exact words that I wrote in my journal.
Mm-hmm.
"I can't put the worm on the hook to go fishing. I can no longer tie my shoes, Dad. I can't even hold my wife's hand. I can't even touch her to dance. I can't pick up my own piece of spaghetti or cut my own meatballs or pick up a piece of pizza. And I can't teach my boys how to play basketball or shoot the bow and arrow." And he said, "Stop. What do you notice about all of those sentences?" And I just sat there for a second.
Mm-hmm.
"What do you notice about all those sentences?" And they have two things in common. The first thing they have in common is I, and my dad said this never was about you anyway.
That's
to take
right.
the I out of all your thoughts. And I'm going to relate that to our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Remember in your most challenging moments that those challenges aren't for you at all, although you do mm-hmm. benefit from your challenges.
That's right.
The people that really benefit from your challenges are those that see how you react to those challenges.
Mm-hmm. It's the rest of the
They're
world.
The ones that are those are the ones that benefit. So you need to take the I out mm-hmm. of yourself whenever you're faced with an argument with a spouse, mm-hmm. a disagreement with a teenage daughter or a teenage son, an aging parent, whether or not to pay the mortgage. Take the I out of your vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the
mm-hmm.
second thing is we need to focus on what we do have and not on what we have no control over. I had
That's
no
right.
control over my body, my legs or my hands or my grip, and yet all my focus was on my hands.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad said, "You're willing to put all of your value on your hands and your legs when you still have a good mind, you still have shoulders, you still live in America, you still mm-hmm. have a gorgeous wife. You're going to put all the value on everything you've lost when look at what you still have." And so
Beautiful.
That very principle laid the foundation for the next three principles he was to teach me. So
mm-hmm.
I just gave you the foundation, and that may be mm-hmm. a good place to take a breaking point or to maybe have you interlude a little bit. But
I want to interject here and to come back. And I just want to thank your dad for what he did and helping you to see the light. And, you know, you are so correct, Chad, in saying What we do is really not about us. Whether we discover our purpose and calling in life via adversities or life experiences, or we are one of the smart people who got it right away, it's really not about us. So if you are on that path and that journey and it's about you, me, I, no, you need to go back to the drawing board. Whatever we do in life has to be about somebody else, the rest of the world. So that's a lesson. If you got nothing else out of this conversation tonight, I want you to remember that, hey, really, it's not about me. So let me just move my ego out of the way. So let's continue, Chad.
Sir, the way to practice that, too, the way you practice that is the next time you send out an email or the next time you shoot a text on your phone or write a letter on a birthday card or an anniversary card or simply write a letter to somebody, take the I, me, and my out of your vocabulary and insert these words, you, we, or ours. Mm-hmm. Take out I, me, and my out of your vocabulary and insert you, we, and ours. It's a great way to practice this principle.
You know, I want to piggyback here. Earlier on today, I was having a conversation with a colleague. And this colleague is going through a portion of life transformation. And we were having a similar conversation. When I told her, you know, when are you going to accept that you have no control over XYZ? I said, you and I had this conversation years ago. And I said, I think you forgot. You keep wanting to change XYZ when you have no control over that. So I said, why don't you begin to focus on that which you have control over? And the next thing I heard through the telephone lines, I forget you know me, I forget you know the real me. And a lot of times we forget that there are some people who knows us. You know, we get so intimately connected and we are close to knowing the authentic people, you know. And we sometimes think we have to put up a facade about all the things that we have no control over. And all that does is stand in the way of us really shining the bright light on the areas that God wants us to shine those light on.
Agreed. I couldn't agree more with you.
Yes, continue with your next statement, Chad, please.
I was simply going to add on to what you said and just remember my dad's whole purpose. Mm-hmm. His whole purpose was, what if after the recession, after you lost everything, after your house burned down in Colorado, after you lost your legs, Chad, after you lost your legs in Afghanistan to my warriors, what if life could be better after than it was before? And I thought that that was virtually impossible. In fact, I thought it was physically, literally, metaphorically, in my wildest dreams, it could never, ever be possible that my life was straight downhill from there. And then he gave it to me after he laid the foundation and said, take the I out and the can't out. Then he gave me the foundation. And he said, I need you to put in your mind that just because it's the way you've always done it, doesn't mean it's the way you always have to do it. I said, what do you mean? He said, I'm talking about your habit. I said, Dad, I don't have any bad habits. I'm not doing drugs. I don't do alcohol. I'm not an alcoholic. I don't watch pornography, Dad. I mean, I'm near perfect, really, Dad. He said, actually, son, nothing could be further from the truth. He said, why don't we take a look at your shoes? And I looked down, and over on the counter were my boots that I was wearing the night that I got hurt. I wear cowboy boots. That's what I've always worn. He said, no more boots. And I said, what am I supposed to do? He said, well, just because it's what those are what you've always worn doesn't mean it's the kind of shoe you always have to wear. Besides, putting on cowboy boots with no hands would be kind of tough. So basically said, I brought you a pair of new shoes today. Here's some new shoes. These are slip-on shoes. I bought size 13 instead of size 12. They're size too big. And I want you to practice putting them on with your teeth. I said, sir, that sounds stupid. That sounds very, very dumb. It's awkward, inconvenient. It looked like the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life, putting shoes on with my teeth. He said, son, you're right. If it were convenient, how many paralyzed people would be putting shoes on with their teeth? Let's just ask that to our members. If being productive were convenient and easy, if being successful in business were easy, guess how many people would be successful in business right now on our call?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody. Everybody would be a millionaire. That's right. Everybody.
If being happily married were easy, we wouldn't have 50% divorce rate. If being perfect father were easy. So that applies to just about everybody on this call. If not,
everybody over the world.
If it doesn't apply to them, then they're perfect already. So it applies to pretty near everybody. I want the listeners to know that today I don't wear cowboy boots anymore. I miss them a lot, but I don't keep my focus on them. I wear shoes that are slip-on. It took me 2 years to try it, 2 weeks to master the task at hand. So I robbed myself. I waited 2 years to try it. I waited 2 years to step out on a limb. I waited 2 years to take that leap of faith, to try it. After I tried it, it was 2 weeks before I had it mastered. Today, here we are 12 years later. I'm proud to report to you and to everybody else listening, humbly, and I say this humbly, that I am able to put one shoe and one sock on in just under 8 minutes. So that's 16 minutes, I write my left side, and I can do it by myself in a hotel room every morning.
I'm
not saying that to brag. I'm saying that for each one of us that sometimes we wait too long to change a habit. We wait too long because we think that the way we've done it is the only or the right way. And I just want to end this segment by saying there are several right answers to solve a problem.
That's right. Because, you know, I want to piggyback on a couple of things. I want to go back on the word habits. Once your dad brought that up, the next thing you responded to was that you did not have any negative habits. Every time we as a people hear the word habit and attitudes, we always only look for the negative portion. Because we think once we have everything intact, there is no modification that can take place with that. So your father was such a blessing here. And you just relaying the story here for us, Chad. As entrepreneurs and business, small business people, there is a Chad Hymus in all of us that has been standing in our own way for 2 years plus. There have some of us been standing our way for 20, 18, 15, 12 years. And if we would only attempt, we would have been mastering that calling that we were created to do. But we continue to sit there and say, oh, well, it's okay. I am not going to take that. So this is such a lesson that we must get out of our way. And once we get out of our way, it's not going to take us long to master that which we are supposed to be doing. I want to encourage you guys to call in with your questions. If you're in the chat room, you can write your questions. I will read it for Chad. The number to call is 646-915-8166. If you are listening and you have been blessed to be in Chad's audience, wherever and whatever blessing that you have gotten from his message, we want for you to call in here. Everybody need a little stroke and a little pat on the back. So let us hear from you, your life testimonial, what his story has been doing for you, if you have. I know some people wrote on my Facebook page, one lady said, oh, he is so good. We had him at our school speaking. So you people who are out there, let us hear from you live. What has the Chad Hymas' message mean to you? So let's talk. I mentioned that this on this segment that the adversity is giving us an opportunity to begin to fly. Let us now tell the listeners, Chad, about when did you consider or when did you begin to think about that, hey, here I am, I'm flying, and how did that come about?
Well, it didn't happen overnight, and I don't presume that it happens that way for anybody. It's mm-hmm. the daily work of changing habits, focusing mm-hmm. on what I have, remembering that, and then when new challenges present themselves, go to those challenges with optimism rather than pessimism. And challenges face me every single day. So the best way to approach those challenges is to look at them for what they are and how they present, and then look at what I can control with those challenges. And that's what's enabled me to literally fly. When you talk about flying, there are several ways to fly. It doesn't necessarily mean you get up in the air and fly, although I do hang glide today, and I do travel all over the world in an airplane. Maybe some symbolic or some metaphors of flying would be, I'll tell the audience this. Shondell and I just celebrated 18 years of marriage together. What a wonderful...
Congratulations, yes.
Thank you. What an angel she has been in my life. Many of these principles that I shared with you today have been exuberated and taught to me by my wife substantially. I can also tell you that the 3 and the 1-year-old, the two boys, they're no longer 3 and 1 anymore. They're 15 and 13. And those two little boys are very, very, they're very, very helpful. They're always looking for people to serve. They're very, very good servants towards me and have allowed me to do what I do today. I'll also share with the audience that one of the most difficult things for me to hear, to do, one of the most outrageous challenges I think that I've ever had was hearing the doctors tell me that Shondell and I were not going to be able to have any more children. Now, mm-hmm. the doctors weren't saying that to discourage me, and they weren't saying that because they were trying to give me a sense of false hope. I mm-hmm. simply asked a question. They gave me an honest answer. That's all it was. It was nothing mm-hmm. more, nothing less than that. Can mm-hmm. Shondell and I have more children? Chad, your body is, you broke your neck at this level here. That therefore takes away this, 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 and this. So mm-hmm. we knew from the get-go that having children was going to be difficult, and I did not like that, and I fought that mm-hmm. for many years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shondell told me that we should just listen to what my dad taught me back in the hospital. What if we could mm-hmm. have a happier family than ever before? Let's go find mm-hmm. someone else to serve more than ourselves. And we ended up adopting a little girl from Guatemala about 8 years ago as an infant. So, now I have a daughter, which is absolutely
wonderful.
So those are some of the ways that my life continues to take flight by adhering and remembering what he said.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, I want to welcome guests 3378 to the show. We have Mr. Chad Hymas on sharing his amazing story. He's only going to be on with us until 7:45 p.m., so use your opportunity to ask your question either by typing it in the chat room or calling 646-915-8166. He's not going to be on for both segments. He's only on for the first, so use this opportunity. I don't want you to be calling in after he is logged out and say, oh, I missed and I didn't get my question answered. So call in. You know, I have encountered many adversities in my life, and I began flying. And this is why I think that I just so connected with you, and I adopted that I'm always going to be flying and soaring on the wings of eagles. So whenever a couple of weeks ago I was rushed into the hospital and I had an emergency surgery, And one of my prior partners came to visit me, and she said, "Oh, I forgot it in the car." And I said, "What?" And she said, "I was on my computer today, and I found another statement about eagles, and I printed it for you because I know that you would want this at this time." So I tell you, there are so many lessons in our lives that we can learn from the experiences if only we take the time to learn it. But you know what I admire about you, Chad, is your honesty and your transparency. You show the world, yeah, I'm strong-willed, you know, and you're not hiding it under the cushion. You showed us how you fought your dad and everything else, and you wanted to do it the way that you wanted to do it. However, you stepped from behind that strong will emotion, and you get into doing that which you are doing now and do it so well. So we have only approximately 10 minutes, I think, round about that remaining. I want to give you an opportunity to talk about any aspect that you was hoping we would have touched and that we have not. And for those people who may call in while you're doing that, if it's okay with you, I would pause and accept their call.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's
totally
fine.
Yes. So if there is something you wanted to mention that I have not touched on, you would use this time to do so.
I'd add this comment, and I'll be careful with this. I'd like our listeners to, I want to go back to that habit piece.
Yes.
One of the most difficult things for us to do is to change our habits, and definitely nothing could be said more about that than myself trying to change habits. It's one of the most difficult things for people to do, especially when it comes to our own health. I want you to know that as a quadriplegic, One of the most devastating things that we go through is that we have UTIs, that they're called urinary tract infections. Very susceptible to people like me. Mm-hmm. And it happens all the time. And when the doctor tells you that when you get a urinary tract infection, you drink a bunch of water and it'll go away. If it doesn't go away, call us up and we'll give you an antibiotic. If it still doesn't go away, come see us. We'll give you a shot. And and if you don't catch the UTI in time, so they give you symptoms to look for the rest of your life. If you don't catch it, you're not looking for it, you get lazy, complacent, whatever the case may be, and you don't catch it, and you go see the doctor and it's too late, he gives you a number of days, and that's the number of days you have left to live. So I've been taking antibiotics and having shots every time I get a UTI.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, a few years ago, I lost a friend that got a UTI, and they didn't catch it in time. I lost a friend. My friend passed away because he got a UTI, and he didn't catch it in time. When I found out about the facts of his death and that that's how he died, I went home. I removed the outer pieces of the catheter hooked onto my leg bag, hooked onto me. I removed everything. I took everything off my body, and I burned it in my fireplace. I went upstairs in my master bathroom in the closet, and I burned all of the boxes of catheters in my fireplace. Now I have a problem. The problem is I don't have much freedom. So I tried to figure out a different way to use the restroom without having to be susceptible to a infection. I'm going to tell the audience this. The training was horrific, embarrassing, bad on my self-esteem. I would go and speak, and I'd have an accident on the airplane or have an accident from people. Right after, I went to use the bathroom, and I couldn't figure it out for the life of me, and I kept trying to figure this out. And finally, I found out what it was, and I'm going to share it with all of you in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
Any time that I drink a can of pop, whatever, my favorite is Dr. Pepper, my second favorite is Mountain Dew, and I love ice cream with root beer all over it. Any time I have a pop, it goes right through me. Now, my message is not about pop. I'm not here to talk about Coke or Pepsi products. I don't know anything about that stuff. I'm not an expert on pop. I'm just simply stating that when I drink pop, it goes through my system. So I'm going to tell the audience the truth. Mm-hmm. I stopped pop, cold turkey. Now all I drink is water. I drink a bunch of water, and I have a glass of cranberry juice every morning. Guess how many urinary tract infections I've had since I stopped doing that? Guess how many shots I've had? Guess how many?
None.
Not one.
None.
None. I just, that's exactly right. Now, is it difficult? Absolutely. I missed the pot. Is it worth it? I'm still here to see my kids play ball.
That's
so right. when we see other people make mistakes, the worst thing we can do is judge them. The best thing we can do is take a hard look at that and see what you and I can't do differently in order to avoid similar circumstances. People look at other people and they say, you know what, that person's obese. That person must have ate too much. We make judgment. The best thing you can do is to grab a mirror, a mirror, and take a hard look in that mirror. Don't ever judge somebody else, and see what you can do differently in your life in order to avoid an argument with your spouse. When you see somebody fighting with a kid in the high school, don't say we have a better family than them or we don't. Grab a mirror and see what you can do to go home and hug your kid. Do something different. Change a habit. Don't ever judge somebody else's circumstances. So that's what's changed my life, and I got to keep remembering every day. But I hope that makes sense.
Oh, it does make sense. It does make so much sense because our habits is what has been holding us hostage for 3/4 of our lives. A friend of mine has a spouse, and she was talking to him the other day about some of his habits. And he said to her, you know what? I'm 86 years old. I don't want any doctor, any nutritionist to tell me when to have a steak or when to have a beer or when to have a this or when to have a that. I am going to do what I want at my age. And he's looking at age 86. And he's not looking that if he practices healthier life alternatives, he will probably live to be 100 and something. So our choices to break habits and to modify our attitudes speaks volume about us. So, Chad, you have around about 7 minutes. I want to give you an opportunity to please wrap up. I want to let you know that I would welcome you back. I want you to just summarize the thoughts you want to leave the listeners with and tell them, please, how to get in touch with you after you have summarized your thoughts.
So last message I'll share maybe is around this. I made a bad choice, and because of that choice, I am paralyzed in a wheelchair, and there might be some limitations. And I've been asked, you know, if I could go back, would I change it? Would I go back, would I change what happened to me on April 3rd, 2001? And the answer is no, I wouldn't change it. And some people might think I'm crazy, and that's all right. But if I were to change that, I'd have to give up everything that I learned. And
right.
I'm okay with my life. I'm very content. I'm very, very blessed. I get to do what I do, and I get to travel, and I get to be on. Here we are on Sunday night, almost 8 o'clock Eastern time, and I'm here on this phone call with you. What a blessing that's been in my life. Here's
that's
the
right,
deal.
Then. Touching 100,000+ people all over the world. Yes.
I'm okay with that aspect of it. Here's what I'm not okay with. When I made a bad choice, I was by myself in a field. Nobody watching me. Just because nobody was with me and I was by myself doesn't mean I didn't hurt other people. I was by myself in a field, ignoring the red warning light, pushing the lever, and I became instantaneously trapped by a 2,000+ pound bale of hay. And the consequence is I'm paralyzed. I am okay with that consequence. Just like all of you have to live with the consequence of your choices. Here's what's tough. What are the consequences that others must endure and live with because of the choices we make individually, even though they're not with us, nor are they watching? In other words, this is how I teach my kids about drugs and alcohol when dad's not there or the internet. The internet, while incredible, and I love it and I use it for everything, just because you're by yourself in a room pushing the wrong button doesn't mean you're not hurting other people. So be very, very careful because you could damage your future family and don't even know it. That's
right.
How I teach my kids about the impact that choices can have on other people. Mm-hmm. That's what I have a hard time living with today. Although I will say, and I did say this, Shondell and I are very happy today. We are happier. I am more productive. I'm more productive now than I was with my hands and my legs, and I'm very grateful for that. My dad was right. He said, son, what if you could be more happy, more productive, more successful? And here we are just 12 short years later, and I've been to more countries and more states and traveled around. And Shondell and I, here's the definition of success. Shondell and I are happier today than we were before, and my body is still numb. So what he said is true. The difficult piece of that is sometimes our bad choices hurt other people, and sometimes you can't take that back.
That's right.
Lucky for me, I got a family that's willing to forgive me for my bad choice, and I'm still with them.
Yes.
Not everybody has fortitude to that. Hence, leave the phone call and make better choices.
Yes.
Again, and for your friend, doctor, for your friend that said she was trying to get her husband to maybe eat healthier or drink healthier or whatever the case might be, to listen to his doctors, the best thing that she can do is to change a couple habits of her own and have the husband watch that. And
that's
he'll be inspired by it. That's the best way to solve that, is for her to grab
a
mirror and let her change what she eats, whatever that might be. Let her change. Maybe she goes out and she does a morning walk, or she walks the dog, or she goes out and she sits in the front lawn and admires the sunset coming up or going down. Whatever, and let him notice that change in her.
That's right.
That will inspire him to change something about himself, whatever that is. Rather than say, hey, son, I want you to stop watching movies at 9 o'clock at night. Or son, I want you to do your homework. A different way to approach that would be, hey, son, would you like me to do your homework with you? I'd love to read with you. Let's do it together, man. Let's do it together.
You know, hey, Chad, it's interesting that you said that, because I said to my girlfriend, I'm always I'm exchanging recipes for my juicing with her. So I shared some of that, and she began juicing. And he said to her the other day, all them green stuff you be drinking, that's going to be messing your system up. So I said to her, I hope you didn't stop juicing. She said, no, you kidding me? So
I said,
you don't have to say much. Just keep doing what you're doing, he'll catch on, because we can't change people. They must make the decision to change themselves. Chad, I want to thank you so very much for investing in my listeners and on this journey that I am called to do. I really pray that I have you back. And will you please have a couple of last words if you want, and tell people how to get in touch with you, please.
Oh, they can just Google my name, ChadHymas.com. I'm on Facebook and Twitter as well. Our Facebook handle is Chad, Ella's and Larry Hymas. That's our Facebook handle. And our website is just my name, Chad, C-H-A-D-H-Y, M as in Mark, A, S as in Sam.com.
All right. So thank you. Do you have a last word? I mean, for this
last
segment.
Words would be to, last words are very, very short and sweet. Simply to enjoy the journey and be willing to change with changing circumstances. That would be the sum up of our message today.
Well, thank you so much, and continue to fly. Keep rocking the world, and I'll be watching you closely. And I look forward to us probably not only sharing a virtual platform, but sharing a physical platform in the future. Who knows? We'll see what the universe has for us. So stay blessed.
It'll be an honor. Thank you.
Yes, stay blessed, and continued success with you and your lovely family. And as a matter of fact, I just felt led. I would probably like to have a conversation with your daddy. So if you can connect us, I think that would be a very stimulating conversation. So if you think he would be receptive to that, please connect us and we'll see what happens. Stay blessed. Give Shondell a nice kiss and congratulations on your anniversary, and continued success to you.
Thank you.
You are very, very welcome. Well, I tell you, we could not have asked for a more powerful segment. I want to thank Chad for coming on and for sharing his story with each and every one of us. And I mean, hey, a lot of us, we might not have had hay fall on us, but we are going through lesser adversities in our lives, and we have not decided to make a decision as to what we are doing with it. So here, for the next approximate time, up until 8:30, for the next 39 minutes, I want to open the phone lines, and I want us to talk about what are some of the lessons we have learned from our life adversities, and what are some things that we are doing to begin to fly from these adversities instead of sitting around. You know what? I like, Chad said he was paralyzed. He did not say he was crippled, you know, and there is a difference. He's paralyzed. He's not crippled. He's not inactive. He is continuing to go around the world and making a difference. He stood in his way of putting on his shoes for 2 years. He didn't want to do it yet. Once he changed his mind and said, I was going to do it, it took him 2 weeks to master it. Now he can put one shoe and a sock on in 8 minutes. In 8 minutes. And I tell you, this is a story for all of us. So I welcome your involvement in this conversation about adversity and flying. And now let's hear from our sponsors.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell-Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com. or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right, so let's hear from you. What are some of the adversities that you have encountered in your life? 646-915-8166. Let's hear from you. I mean, for those of you who have been my supporter and follower over the years, you have heard my story over and over and over, and you have heard some of my adversities that I have encountered and what I have done. I want to hear from you. So please call in 646-915-8166. And I tell you, a lot of times, because of our habits and pride and ego and shame, that's what allows our adversities to hold us hostage instead of learning the lessons from them and moving along and advancing our lives. You know, you heard, I am so thankful for Chad Hymas's father that spent the time to teach his 26-year-old son the valuable lessons that needed to be taught. A lot of times, families and loved ones give up on us too soon. And we must know that when people are going through adversities, that is the time when we need to flex our tolerance and patient muscles. We cannot or we should not be throwing in the towel right away and say, oh, I can't be bothered with this person or I can't be bothered with the other person. Because I like what Chad shared when he said his father said, remove all the eyes, because it was never about you anyhow. It was never about you anyhow. And how many of us can really look in that mirror and said, really and truly, life ain't about me. Life is really not about me. So when we can come to that reality and that understanding and remove that out of the way and say, well, let's just keep it real. It was never about me. So now let me get to the task at hand. You know, there are times when you are going through one adversity and you probably just like lift your head up to catch a couple of deep breaths. And before you're on your way to the third breath, another adversity hit you again. Like, you know, I always say it's like it hit you from the blind side and nowhere you did not see it coming. But I tell you, when those things happen, what you need to do, you got to take the licking, but you must continue clicking. So I have learned to adopt this principle that when adversity begins to whip my butt, and for the many times that it has hit me from the blind side, I tell you, I have become a palm tree. I bend all the way down, way, 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 way down to the ground. And I bend down there and I stay down there below the adversity wind. And when that wind settled down, I just bend right up again and gain my composure. So, you know, for like the people who live in Florida, you know the palm tree never root up and it never breaks down. It is so flexible, and during the tornadoes and winds and everything like that, it will bend all the way down, but it never roots up and it never breaks down. And this is what we need to look at our adversity experiences as. We need to become a palm tree. And I tell you, you can look on Chad Hymas's website and see the things he's doing. He's having an extremely, extremely productive life. He's traveling around the world. He's playing basketball with quadriplegics. He is playing with his boys. He's involved. He's not a couch potato. He's having an active and a productive life. And he says he's traveling the world without attendant. And hey, every time you look on him on stage, he's looking good. He's not looking shabby. So it simply means he has now mastered the art of getting himself dressed and attending to himself so he looks presentable when he go on stage. And if you listen, it took a while for him to do that. However, he realized that it came a time when he had to stop fighting and begin to be receptive to the new lessons in life that he needed to do. I tell you, we can all learn from Chad's story. We can all learn from Chad's story. Now, we do not have to wait on hay to topple on our bodies and to lock us under and to paralyze us. However, we can now look on some of the habits that have been holding us hostage for so many years. And we can make the decision of here is what I am going to do different. Here are the areas I need to change. Yes, there are no negative habits here. However, here are some developments I can do, some modification I can get into place to help me to more beneficial reach the people that I am called to reach, to touch the lives that I am called to touch. There are many people out there who are waiting on us to hear our stories. Many people waiting on us to hear our stories. I want for us to make a commitment today, the 23rd day of June 2013. Let us all together make this pledge that we will no longer deprive the world from our greatness. No matter what, we will make the decision to do that which we were called to do. No matter what obstacles will face us. No matter what the challenges may be. No matter when we look in the bank account and it's all red. No matter whether we have the resources or not. No matter whether we have a large mailing list, big followers on social media. No matter what. There are many lemons that will be tossed our way. But it doesn't matter of the size of the lemon. Whether you have a dozen lemon or you have a bale of lemon. What is going to be different is the amount of lemonade that you're going to be able to make. The ingredients will be the same. So it simply means if you decide you want to make a delicious lemonade, you will make that. It doesn't matter whether it's a bale of hay or if it's a bale of lemon or a dozen lemon. You can still make a delicious lemonade. It is up to you. You can either sit down and look on all the lemons and say, well, I am going to just sit here and I'm going to look on them. I'm not going to use these. They can stay there and I'm going to let them rot. I tell you something, there are times when we will sit there and, you know, God is so faithful and patient with us. And He will bring us some more lemon again. And sometimes we let them go bad again. We let them rot again. And He will come again and He gives us some more lemon. And sometimes it will take a Chad Hymas to come and say, hello, what do you decide that you are going to do with these lemons? These are some good juicy lemon. What can you do? Let's talk about what we can do with these lemon. And yes, it might take you 2 years before you make the first cup of lemonade. But you're going to find out that after you make that first cup of lemonade, you are going to be saying, why did it take me so long to be using those lemons? Look, over these many months, I've wasted so much lemon. And sometimes if you are not cautious, you can be watching yourself and you go into the mode of whining and complaining. But that's not what it's all about. Once you have become aware of the lesson there, don't go back. Don't beat up on yourself. Don't complain about what I could have, should have done. Just keep moving forward and keep learning the lessons that you have learned. I just love Chad's experiences that he shares with us. And although he is strong-willed, he always end up mastering that which he is set out to learn. You know, I like the experience and the lesson about when his friend died from the urinary tract infection. And I'm glad he shared that, because I honestly did not know that that's something that frequently impacts the lives of quadrupedics. I honestly did not know that. And I tell you, I've had urinary tract infection in the past, and I tell you, it is a painful, painful illness. So, you know, as he said, you have to drink the water, and sometimes if it doesn't work, they give you antibiotic. But he learned. He chose the difficult way to learn that lesson, but what? He has now mastered it. And by him not drinking the sodas anymore, he's consuming water and cranberry juice. Cranberry juice is so much healthier for his kidneys. And the water is so much healthier. And now it's not going through him, so he doesn't have to have any embarrassing moments. And this, he shares that with us, and that is such an amazing lesson for us to look on it and learn. You know, we might not be drinking pop and things that's not good for our system, but what are we doing that is similar to drinking pop? What habits are we refusing to cut loose and let go so we can see brighter days? For those of you listening on the phone, I want you to call in. It might not be pop, it might not be drug or alcohol, but what habits have you been holding on to over these years that is really preventing you from experiencing your greater good? Call in 646-915-8166 and let us talk about that. All of us have habits that we need to let go of. And I know a lot of times we refuse to let go of them out of fear. This is comfortable, it's been with me so long, I don't want to let it go. What am I going to do if this happens and that happens and the other happens? So, let me hear from you. Call me and let us talk about that. I want to, while I wait for your calls, I want to share with you here. You heard me mention about the breakfast feeding program for the Carmel Moravian School. And It is my goal to start this program this coming September. So I need your donation, and you may donate by visiting us on the GoFundMe.com. And also, we are doing a cruise on the Norwegian Epic Cruise Lines, June the 15th through the 22nd. And it said, join us June 15, 2014 for 1 week of amazing inspirational cruise aboard the Norwegian Epic Mediterranean Style with the dynamic life transformer, Daphne Clark Hudson. Inspirational speaker and teacher, we are delighted to invite you to join us on one of our fantastic cruise ship, Norwegian Epic, Mediterranean Style. Norwegian Epic is offering a world-class programs and a new wave of accommodations and activities. More than 20 dining options with 7 complimentary, including 24/7 pizza delivery anywhere on board. Now, there's a payment plan that is set out here. And here's the cruise itinerary. Day 1, we are at Port of Call in Barcelona, Spain. And we are there from 7 a.m. and we depart at 7 p.m. On day 16, we are going to be at sea, and on that day, we are going to have an inspirational seminar. Day 3, we are in Naples, Pompeii. That's the June 17th. We are, day 4, we are in Civitavecchia, Rome, Civitavecchia, Rome. And on day 5, we are in Livorno, Italy. Day 6, we are going to be in Cannes, France. Day 7, we are in Palma de Mallorca. And day 8, we are back in Barcelona. We have a Category C stateroom based on double occupancy. It's $11.99 plus sales tax and fee of $114.19 for a total of $1,313.19. That's for your cruise. We have a Category BE balcony stateroom based on double occupancy. $11.59 plus fees for a total of $12.73. Category ID interior stateroom based on double occupancy. We only have 17 cabin. That's $7.59 plus tax of $14.19, and that's for a total of $874. Your flight to Barcelona, excursions and tips to staff are not included. There is a $50 onboard credit stateroom that everyone gets. Easy payment plan. Our first payment plan was due on May the 31st for $250 per person. Initial deposit is non-refundable. So The last payment will be due on February the 15th, 2004. Our second payment is going to be... Okay, so, all right. Well, once you call our cruise consultant, Miss Tot Begg, at 203-539-0094 or 203-818-3174 are the numbers that you can call our cruise consultant on to get more details and to pay your payment plan. Again, the number is 203-539-0094 or 203-818-3174. Call up Tot Begg and get on board. We look forward to seeing you there on this cruise. Part of the proceeds from here will go towards the breakfast feeding program for the Carmel Moravian School. So again, call Tot Begg at 203-539-0094 or 203-818-3174 to get more details about the cruise. And also, for those who would like to email her, you may email her at Olinda Begg, OlindaBegg at AOL.com. Olinda Begg, OlindaBegg at AOL.com. And again, her phone numbers are 203-539-0094 or 203-818-3174. Those are the numbers for where you can get in touch with our cruise consultant. For those of you who enjoy the Blue Man, they are on the Epic. I tell you, I have a friend in Maryland that went on the Epic, and when she found out that this is the one we were going on, she said, "Woo! It is a great, great cruise." Now, the other thing I want to remind you to do is to connect with us on Twitter. Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, and also facebook.com/DynamicDaphne. If you have not done so, I look forward to connecting with you there. And if you are looking to advertise your business to 91 plus thousand people, we have a few opportunities here on our radio show where we can promote your business. So I look forward to you reaching out and for you giving us the opportunity to advertise your business here on the radio show. So you can inbox me, send me a message here, right here on the radio show, and we will discuss the details about advertising your business here on the radio show. We are here 2 days a week. We are here on Wednesday morning, 10 to noon time. And then we are here on Sunday, 7 to 8:30 p.m. So we are always excited about being here. If you have an amazing story or if you know about a story, I want for you to call me up and just share with me about what the story is like. And if I think it will add value to my listeners, I will connect with the person and share this story with my listeners. Again, I just pray that the Chad Hymas' story has ignited something in you that will help you to go out there and make a difference. So it's time for you to look on some of the habits that you have. Examine your life. Are you living a hurried life? Are you ignoring signs and signals in your life that you need to not ignore? Just observe them and use that to modify and make a difference. Remember to remove the eyes out of the things we do. Eyes and me. And then we need to add you, we, are. So remember, ladies and gentlemen, it is not about us. It never was and it never will be. It is always about somebody else. Each and every day, I give God thanks for this which He has called me to do. I keep making myself available to that great calling that He has for me. I know that He's not finished with me yet. And I know that within a few months, He's getting ready to do something phenomenal in my life. I don't know what it is, but I know it is going to be something great. I look forward to sharing the story with you as it comes to me. That's all I can say. I will keep sharing that. Again, I want to thank all of you who have been so kind on email and messages and phone calls and cards. You have been so kind to me during my recent illness. I thank all of you. I appreciate you for your prayers and for your love. And I tell you, where would we be without the internet? You know, the internet has positioned us with families all over the world. Extended family, not biological family, extended families, and they reach out to us during times of difficulty and challenges. And I am just so thankful for the people who reach out to me during these past 2 weeks when I encounter the emergency surgery. People are still calling and still coming by to see me. And today I went to my Facebook and one of my supporters up in Boston, he didn't know I had surgery, and he just responded and said, you know, I am so glad that you are getting better. And I tell you something, it means a lot to me to see that people are concerned and want to make sure you are well. So again, I love each and every one of you. I thank you for your continued support and for your prayers. And again, if you have not yet done so, stop by my Twitter page, Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, and Facebook at DynamicDaphne.com. Please stop by there, show a sister some love, and if there's something special that you're looking for on the show here, drop me a note and I will be sure to make it happen. So I'll see you again this Wednesday. I think we are going to be talking about a social digital media. Excuse me. We are going to be talking about that and how we as entrepreneurs and small business people how we can use that in our business. And there are so many changes and waves that are happening, and we honestly and truly got to get on the bandwagon, because if we don't, we are going to be missing out. Right now, we as entrepreneurs, we are leaving millions on the table because we are not utilizing all the aspects of the things that we should be doing. So, I am so thankful that we were able to spend this time together. And as always, I encourage you to follow your destiny.
to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise Him.